This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
WNYC Studios is supported by the Natural Resources Defense Council. Using science, the law, and people power, NRDC is committed to confronting the climate crisis, protecting public health, and safeguarding nature. They address the impact of fossil fuels on communities and our environment. They help protect wildlife, public lands, and irreplaceable ecosystems that all living things depend on. They work to enact policies for clean air, clean water, and access to nature for all. You can help NRDC safeguard the Earth for future generations. Visit nrdc.org/WNYC for more information.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Come in. Can we get you anything? Bottled water, green juice, dirt broth?
Water.
Can you tell Josh to get him a water?
Josh, get him a water.
Welcome to the New Yorker Radio Hour. I'm David Remnick. Don't be frightened, but we're going to be talking about the election today, and we're going to start with Studio Notes on the 2016 Presidential Election Screenplay.
So, let's talk about your script, the 2016 Presidential Election. Overall, we love what you've done. So many unexpected twists.
How do you come up with this stuff?
Thank you.
But we feel like we're not quite there yet. We do have some notes.
Should we just jump right in?
Page one. Does Donald have to be orange? We're just not sure how that would read visually.
Seems like it would be sort of grotesque.
And personally, I don't get what a conch-shaped hair hat, the texture of corn silk, would look like. But it's certainly going to eat into our effects budget. Also, please cut the word rapist from his opening line.
Sure, I can...
Page two. I'm confused. Why does everybody already hate Hillary? I think we need some sort of explanation here. Like, what if she used to be a hitman, or she's an avowed Satanist or something? This flashback where we learn that she was really sneaky about emails years earlier doesn't do it.
Okay.
Page six. Are we supposed to be rooting for Jeb? All the early emphasis on Jeb is distracting. Maybe get rid of this character altogether. And this is a minor note. If Ben is the world's best brain surgeon, why is he written like Pauly Shore with carbon monoxide poisoning?
Is this anti-comedy? Of course, we get it, but we're not sure middle America will.
On the other hand, the old guy Bernie is so much fun. Maybe he's our R2-D2.
I'm imagining plush toys.
But he needs a pithier catchphrase than the billionaire class has mortgaged your future to Wall Street.
Sure.
Page 20. Blood coming out of her wherever is going to get us an NC-17 rating. Please cut that.
Yep.
Page 24. I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters. Okay, two on the nose. This should be subtext.
Gotcha.
Page 33. I kind of feel like the smart choice would be for them to pick Marco, no?
Totally.
Yeah, you need to make us understand why nobody wants Marco. Page 41. Oof. I had to go all the way back to the beginning here because I did not remember who Kasich was. Is there any way Kasich could be more something?
Yes, yeah.
Let's lose all the Mexican judge stuff. I'm thinking about the Latino audience here. It just doesn't make sense to needlessly alienate them with something like this.
Fair enough.
From page 53 to 56, it's all Ted. I could use 90% less Ted.
Ted makes our skin crawl.
I feel like Ted belongs in a different movie. A David Lynch movie. About Peeping Toms.
Oh, I'm writing that down.
I can see that.
Oh, page 66. Tim who? It feels weird to suddenly introduce a major new character at the beginning of Act 3. What if instead of Tim, it were Elizabeth here.
We love Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is so cool and tech-savvy. We want to see more of her. If it absolutely has to be Tim, can you at least give him some Elizabeth-style zingers?
That's not really Tim's
page thing. Page 71. I hate to say it, but the evil Russians thing has been done to death.
Yeah.
Page 74. After Donald has done all of this, we're expected to believe he's somehow still polling around 40%. Please change this to a more realistic number, like 3%.
Or no percent.
Page 81. Basket of deplorables is clunky. Basket of deplorables?
I can't imagine that on a movie poster.
No.
How about cornucopia of reprehensibles? Or something better?
You know, I still can't help thinking Hillary should have done something to deserve all the vitriol. Like, maybe she appears to consistently support a hyper-interventionist foreign policy, and that's what people criticize her for.
Or the reason she has a command of basic facts is because she's a cyborg.
Or what if her husband had been a bad president?
Got it. Cyborg.
We're dragging a little towards the end here. Do we really need a VP debate or Gary Johnson? Wait. I must have missed this before. Grab them by the... No, real people do not talk like this.
Sorry.
Now, I know we've gone back and forth on a couple of different endings, but none of them feel quite right, especially the super scary one.
Yeah, it's not a horror movie.
And this is way out of left field, but we were thinking, what if Barack from the first film comes back and somehow wins this election too? And then he gets to be president again.
Maybe forever.
I feel like this might be an ending that audiences could really get excited about.
Studio Notes on the 2016 Presidential Election Screenplay. A story by Tom O'Donnell with Lisa Lampanelli as the senior executive, along with Brian Quijada and Colin Stokes.